So I did give you two great interviews in hour number one, back to back. So we're wide open to start the second hour. In fact, this hour is an open phone hour. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Love both the interviews, so let's get at it right now. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I'm waiting on you. Lob me a telephone call. Get to the EP, Adam Hawk. Talk your way through him. That's not going to be that hard. Get on the air. Make a name for yourself. Get a golden ticket. Get to the smack off. 44 days out. 44 days out to the biggest day of the year on the program. Start dialing. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. This hour is wide open. I want to talk about that silver smack off. I'll get to that a little bit later on this hour. Coming up next hour, A.J. Hinch, manager of the Astros. And that will be at 20 past. I want to talk some hockey and I want to talk some more basketball. And I got a quick question to start the second hour. What the hell happened in the Game 5s last night? Both of those series were competitive as hell until Game 5 rolled around. Toronto housed Philadelphia. I hit that in hour number one. I mean, when that happened, it was like, all right, that'll happen. It's a one-off. At least we still have Game 5 of Portland-Denver, and that series has been amazing. That's been a fist fight. No way there's a blowout in that game. Denver, 124. Portland, 98. And it was not that close either. That was not a 26-point game. It never felt that close. Denver's largest lead was 31, and even that felt closer than it really was. The Nuggets came back home, and they ran Portland right out of the gym. Man, Denver had it going all night long, big time. And Portland, unfortunately, played their worst game in quite some time at the worst possible time. Nikola Jokic, 25, 19, and 6. Again, the big fella, 25 points, 19 rebounds, 6 assists. He's putting up video game numbers, and he's doing it with ease. And if you haven't spent time watching The Joker yet, I suggest you do just that. Get your popcorn.
Get your popcorn. Man.
Watch the big fellow move. Watch the big fella do work. Especially watch him pass, because this guy does things with a basketball that just did not seem possible. Not for a guy that big. You know, like grabbing it off the bounce, rifling it the length of the court the way he did last night. And as usual, it was not just the Joker. Jamal Murray was putting dudes in the mixer again.
To six. Murray shakes Aminu. Wow. Shake and bake. Cooling off the hot hand. Oh. Jamal Murray.
Murray and Joker were making it look very easy last night.
Jokic, the runner is good.
Yikes.
Nikola Jokic.
Back. Watch this pass by Murray, though. He just goes behind the
Nice.
Back. It can't be that easy.
Yikes. It was, though. Not only that, then there was Paul Millsap, and he murdered Portland last night. Just one bucket after another, en route to 19 in the first half, 24 for the game. Look, I don't want to say that the guy glossed Anchorman is old, so I won't. I'll just find another way to describe Pops. He's like seasoned or experienced. The thing about Paul Millsap, he's so experienced and so seasoned that he started his career playing with guys like Matt Harpering and Brevin Knight. And Brevin Knight played with Sean Kemp and Scott Brooks. So Paul Millsap is about 2 degrees of separation from George Mikan. And for a young team like Denver, that's invaluable. Not just as a leader, but as a guy who's doing the legitimate work on the floor. As a guy who's punishing Portland in the paint. Michael Malone has taken a team that missed the playoffs last year, and now they're one game from the conference finals this year. A team that had next to no playoff experience, and now they're getting all the playoff experience. Like you always hear, act like you've been there before. Much easier said than done. But not for these guys. They're balling out like they've been there before. They're playing like they've lived there for years, especially in the paint and on the glass. Denver outscored Portland in the paint by 22. They out-rebounded them by 18. And this is where Portland really misses Nurk. I mean, they've gone this long without him, and it was fine, but now it's finally catching up with them because they don't have the size or the physicality to deal with Joker and the Anchorman. And on top of that, they're throwing all sorts of looks at Portland's backcourt. Damian Lillard, 9 of 21, 22 points. CJ McCollum, 5 of 16, 12 points. And a Denver team that looked dead, should have been dead, after losing in quadruple overtime on Friday night in Portland. Then they come back less than 48 hours later, and they win, and they tie the series, and now they're up 3-2. I mean, these dudes are no joke. Everything went Denver's way last night, even down to the Joker's ongoing battle with post-game microphones. I told you that Denver wasn't going down without a fight, and then Portland backed that up with that Game 2 win and with that epic Game 3 win. Again, Denver should have been finished then, but they weren't. And now they're in the driver's seat, but that does not mean the series is over. Like, if that series has taught us anything at all, it's that the series is over when the series is finally over. This series will be over when the clock hits triple zeros and somebody has four wins. Damian Lillard says, he insists, Denver has not gotten Portland's best shot. That Portland has not played their best game yet. Of course, Dame did say that before last night's game. Then they got blown out. I don't know, fellas. What are you saving it for? Better have it now, or that season is over. And Denver's tough. But I wouldn't give up on Portland. Not trying to hedge here. You knew it would be a long series. So we'll see what happens now. Damian, and the thing I love about Damian, aside from his game and his leadership, man, the guy's calm. The guy's calm, and he's focused, and he's not panicking. And he says, look, our job is to get the next one. Get the next one, then we'll worry about Game 7. But our focus is on getting the next one.
I think our mindset should be just take care of home. You know, at this point, it's one game at a time. Facing elimination, and we know that we're more than capable of getting it done in the next game.
He's not gripping. And if he is, he's certainly not showing it. But the Bills Mafia. So when I do an interview like that, with a guy like that and a story like that, I get no reaction from the Bills Mafia? Well, here it is. It took an interview like that to smoke this guy out. Haven't seen this guy in a while. Rick in Buffalo. He tweets, if hearing Ty's story doesn't make you want to run through a wall, then I'm going to throw you out a window. I love that. So he took a good interview and he turned it into a physical threat. That's Rick's brand. He just wants to fight. Hey, Rick, where you been, man? What's up? You waiting for all your summer vacation? Speaking of summer vacation, Rick, I know you know you're 44 days out. Is it going to be Rick in Buffalo's year? Is it Rick's time? If hearing Ty's story does not make you want to run through a wall, then I'm going to throw you through a window. I like what the Bills are doing up front. I really like what they're doing up front. That's a good signing right there. So you've got Ty, you've got Cody Ford. They're smart. So you better hope they got the right quarterback in Josh Allen. And they might. And they might. But I know this. They're making a lot of good decisions around him. So hopefully you've got the right guy there. Because they are making good decisions around him. Romy, first time hearing Max Homa in an interview, and he crushed it. Super relaxed and engaged in the conversation the whole way through. The kid's going to be a star. War the Denver Nuggets, closing Portland in six. Ryan in Omaha. You know, I almost didn't even do it justice. Max Homa, okay, first of all, he was really comfortable and had a great personality. Has a great personality. If you see him online, he crushes it too. He's great on social. But I actually kind of rushed through it to get to the end of it. But like 8 months ago, Max was ranked nearly 1,300th in the world. Only 8 months ago, 1,300. And there's also a story that goes that in August, all right, as recently as August, he had to birdie the last four holes in the second round of the web.com's Portland Open just to make the cut. I mean, can you imagine if you survived something like that? As recently as the end of last summer, he had a birdie the last four holes in the second round of a web.com event just to make the cut. And now he's a winner on tour. So 8 months ago, he was ranked nearly 1,300th. Now he's a winner. Now he's got a two-year exemption on tour. And now he's playing in the PGA Championship next week. All in the last 8 months. Amazing. And a great personality. And a guy to watch. I mean, such a great tweet, right? Just witnessed a guy with Southwest Priority choose a middle seat. Pretty discomforting knowing that there's a serial killer on my flight. He tweeted that out. Romy, there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking the middle seat on the plane. Regards, middle urinal guy. Geoff and Lincoln. Middle urinal guy also has got to be the guy to chat you up, doesn't he? Yo, man, what's up? Good game, right? How you doing, man? Fine, bro. Just doing work so I can get the hell out of here. How you doing? Hey, Rome, choosing the middle seat on a plane doubles our chances of sitting next to two women. Signed, guys who wear Axe body spray. You can all keep going with your airline stories, but I really don't think you're going to beat my airline story of being first on the downgrade list. Now, if I were a lazy guy and I didn't have content and takes for days, I would open it up to you and say, hey, yo, tell me your best airline story. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying your best airline story will not beat mine. And my best airline story, other than that time the guy got up on the drink cart and did what he did, but that was another time, and I no longer tell that story. My best tellable airline story was the fact that I was first on the downgrade list and was told to get up from the front of the plane to go to the back of the plane because somebody else's seat was malfunctioning. That's a good story. Dear Jim, fantastic interview with Homa. Like Max, I frequent Griffith Park Golf Course, hate middle seats, and am very positive and nice. Signed, Brett from Bugaha. Wore bums using ribeye bones as shoehorns. Hey, Brett, none of your crap makes sense. Just stop sending it. I don't have the bandwidth to try and decode what you're sending me, dude. I don't speak your language, Brett. I don't speak Brett and Bugaha. I don't know what any of that means, nor do I care. How many trees do you kill sending me that content? Hey, Rome, if you don't like his content, why do you read it? I don't know. Hawk brings it in. I assume that he screened it out. Hawk likes Brett. I don't really don't know. Hawk, answer the question. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. All right, when we come back, still ahead, the Silver Smackoff. Storylines. 44 days. Kind of curious to see, of the favorites, who's coming in. Spoiler alert, nobody. None of them. Are you hoarding your material because we're 44 days out? For some reason, do you not even know that it's 44 days away? Do not forget to thank the real pros this Mother's Day. Where would you be without moms? Not here. Where would you be without the mother of your kids? Probably in the same spot. You want to make sure that mom knows how much you appreciate her and all the work she does. Pro Flowers lets you do that. Pro Flowers lets you choose from a variety of bouquets and unique vases that suit every mom's style. Then you simply select the delivery date that you want. Pro Flowers carefully packages your flowers and delivers them fresh right from the farm. Express delivery means her flowers stay fresh. And right now, you can get one dozen beautiful assorted roses for only $19.99. Or do this, and I do it all the time, double the amount of roses, get a premium vase, and it's only $9.99 more. Visit ProFlowers.com. Click the microphone. It's in the upper right-hand corner. Enter my code name, Rome. ProFlowers.com. Hit the microphone. Type in Rome. Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't wait. Order like a pro. Get this amazing rose deal right now and thank all the moms in your life. ProFlowers.com. Hit the mic. Type in Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
SoCal-based show, hosted by a SoCal native, coming with a SoCal topic in a minute. Fellas, quick note, never a good look when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. The thing is, I think that you think that if you have a button-down shirt and you want to go casual, oh, that's fine, I'll just untuck it. Yeah, well, that shirt might not have been made to be untucked. You may think you look casual, but you probably just look like a slob. This is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. A casual shirt. It's not too long, not too short. It's just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them, quote, perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy. Not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship, attention to detail, make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. I'm an untucked man. With more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. Log on to untuckit.com. Check out all the new arrivals. Use the promo code ROME20. Get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It at one of their over 50 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants. Your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com. Your solution to perfecting casual. Promo code ROME20 for 20% savings. SoCal-based show, hosted by a SoCal native. I'm talking Dodger baseball. Less than a fourth of the way into the MLB season, we know one thing is true. This is not the same old NL West. Not when the Padres are dripping with swag and way ahead of schedule. Not when the D-backs are more than hanging in. It's only a matter of time before the Rockies get going and get hot. And the Kung Fu Panda is doing it all for the Giants. Pablo hit a home run, ripped a bag, threw a shutout inning, and he did it all in the same game earlier this week and didn't even explode a belt in the process.
Pablo Sandoval lost his job in the spring, and he might have just
lost
broke his belt. Well, you know the Boston newspaper is going to play that up. Makes a big cut, and that belt just explodes.
Hey, Alvin, you do have permission to run your fat alarm or your obesity achievement announcement alarm. If a guy explodes his belt during a game, you have my permission. Lucky somebody didn't lose an eye. So that's the Giants. And then, of course, you have the Dodgers, the six-time division champs. They're doing what they always do. Cashing winners, making it look easy. Here's a fact. A fact. All Doc Roberts does is win baseball games. And it doesn't matter if he's got a busted up lineup, a pitching staff beat to hell, or a bullpen that's playing with fire. Because he's had all three this season, and Big Blue is still on pace to win 102 games. And that was before Big Red flipped the switch. As good as the Dodgers have been, Justin Turner has been ice cold. That is, until last night, when the pride of Cal State Fullerton didn't just give the Braves pitching staff the hands, he gave his season the freaking paddles. He went big fly three times.
Here's a payoff. Turner smashes another. He's got a three home run game.
Get the hell out. That groan you heard was not from the Braves staff, who looked like they just went 20 minutes with John Wick. It was from the rest of the NL West, because you throw that bat in the middle of that lineup and he gets going, it's borderline unfair. And nobody was happier to see that. Nobody was happier to see May roll around than JT. He's had 480 career plate appearances before the calendar hit May and only three home runs. And now that the calendar has rolled, he is making up for lost time. Post-game, he said, quote, "Not sure what that's about, but I'm definitely glad that that month is over," end quote. The rest of the West is not, because if JT is living on the barrel, the senior circuit is in trouble. Belly already has 14 bombs. Jock's got 10. Max Muncy has 7. Kike has 6. JT just 3X'd his season in one night of work. It's May, and Big Red is a man-child now, And if his bat keeps bucking, you can cancel Christmas.
He's a man child now. Pat Peterson, I tell you, when he hits that daylight and you see that head start bucking, I mean, you can cancel Christmas.
He's man child now. And you see Big Red. Man, you see that bat start bucking. You can cancel Christmas now.
Pablo Sandoval. Sandoval lost his job in the spring, and he might have just lost his belt. Well, you know the Boston newspaper is going to play that up. Takes a big cut, and that belt just explodes.
He's a fat man now. My man starts bucking. You can cancel that belt. My man starts bucking. You can get ready for Alvin to do what he does. Look, if a guy snaps his belt in a game because he's fat, then you have the permission to do so, Alvin. Do what you gotta do.
You fat ass.
Except he had himself a night last week. He did it all. The only thing he didn't do was snap another belt. Wah! I did that, Alvin, because you did not. Again, if they're not watching CBS Sports Network, they don't know that Adam Hawk just bounced into the studio. Hey, Rome, the GOAT airline story was the dude who asked Steph Curry if he was boarding Group C. That story still gives me chills. Damasio in Albuquerque, good point. This story, the story that he's referencing, might be a better story than my story where I was first on the downgrade list. Ray, nice to have you on the show. How are you?
So I'm flying to Atlanta, right? I'm in Oakland Airport. So I'm sitting in zone three. So she calls zone two up, and I'm looking, and here comes Stephen Curry. Walks right up to the front of the line. The lady looks at his ticket, and she goes, "Sir, you want to stand right here?" So he stands right next to me, Stephen Curry, and I look at him. I go, "Bro, zone three?" And he looked at it, and he goes, "Yeah, zone three."
Dude, I get chills every time I hear that story. Damn, Ray. No way that happened, Ray. Chills, bro. Hey, Rome. When does the silver snack off start? Signed, Big Breasts in Studio Spaghetti. Big Breasts in Studio Spaghetti. Oh, Beaks in Studio City. Damasio in Albuquerque going back to back. Again, has one guy ever done so much damage to himself with a single pick? And not even a pick of himself. Not even a pick of his big breasts. Just a picture of him with a bunch of other clones hanging out at a clone stock. Believe me, it's not like this bro exploded a belt while swinging a bat. You know, the lesson in this, the moral in this story is, unless you go like 5% body fat, you best not ever post a pic. Never mind that, again, everybody killing the guy, probably half of them are fatter than he is. But he's the one who showed up in a pic. AJ Hinch coming up next hour. When we come back, we'll talk some more golf. Imagine one guy being charged with and having the responsibility to win an entire city beer with a golf shot. Who's got the heart? Man, who's got the steel nerves for something like that? Also, the silver smack, not snack, smack off. Early storylines that are not that early. We're 44 days out. All that's coming up, but as you know,
live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Clones. Clones. I thought that if I didn't mention it, it would just go away, but it's not. I'll tell you what I mean in 1 second. Business is booming here. This segment's brought to you by Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Separate business from personal. Feel more professional in your customer interactions with the Grasshopper Business Phone Solution. Better small business communication starts with Grasshopper. Try it for free at grasshopper.com. Stop. I was giving the Dodgers and Justin Turner some love, some credit, some respect. I was talking about Justin Turner of the LA Dodgers, not Tormund from Game of Thrones. And no, I do not know if JT has got the hots for Brienne of Tarth. JT is not a wildling. Man, grow the hell up. Besides, everybody knows Brienne likes the Kingslayer. We're talking baseball, not Game of Thrones. Stop. I thought that if I ignored it, it would go away, but it's not. Stop. Let's talk jungle now. We're now just 44 days out. 44 days out from the 25th edition of the most important day of the year on this program, the Smack-Off. The so-called Silver Smack-Off. A quarter century milestone of the biggest and best event on the format, featuring the biggest and best callers to ever do it. From JT the Brick way back in 1995 to Brad in Corona last year. Many have tried. Only 14 have ever won. 14 different guys have made it up the Jungle's Butler Cabin. And of the 14 champs, only 5 have ever done it more than once. So heading into June 21st, next month, the storylines coming in are endless. And if you're part of the overwhelming majority who will not be participating on that day, you have a lot to look forward to, a lot to get hyped about. And I'll do a deeper dive on the threads that make June 21st so compelling as we get even closer. But here are some early storylines that you might want to consider. Starting with the Canadian bros. Matt in Van and Tyler in Edmonton. These hooligans showed up on the phones right around the same time back in 2016. They've been mainstays ever since. Both guys ripped golden tickets. Both guys have been in the last two Smack-Offs. Both guys have made a difference. Both guys have planted their flags. Both guys have made their mark, except not on that day, not in the Smack-Off. Tyler has not hit the board yet. Matt barely snuck in with a 10th place finish last year. Unfortunately for them, so far, their young Smack-Off careers have been defined by their respective headshots winding up on Brad in Corona's man thong. So the question now is, do either one of them have what it takes to beat the guy that buried them last year? Matt and Van said last week that he's coming for everybody.
And Rome, I'm putting the whole Smack-Off field on notice. I'm cutting through everyone in the field who gets in my way, Rome. Foreign and domestic.
You heard him say it. He's coming for everybody, foreign and domestic. I mean, I don't know what that means. Maybe he's willing to go after his own. Tyler, we'll see. I don't know. I just know that these guys each need a good showing next month as much as anybody. And I think they will. I think they will. Sometimes it's a process. And how about Rick? Rick in Buffalo. He came in a little bit earlier today on Twitter. He made his Smack-Off debut last year, and he finished 7th.
And there's no bigger a-hole Yankee fan out there than my old man. He's the type of insufferable D-bag who brags about having seen every inning of every game since 1960. Sure you have, you fat ass. Funny how you leave out the fact you sleep through the last 3 innings every night. And your snoring's really starting to piss off Mom. And I'm sick of her calling me to bitch about it.
Rick in Buffalo burying his old man. Sure you have, fat ass. Nobody in the jungle in the last 2 years has posed a bigger threat than this guy, arguably. Whether you love that guy or you hate that guy, or you think he's a Jeff from Richmond knockoff, you can't deny the game. You can't deny the heart. You can't deny that he'll give you the hands. He's never backed down from a fight. He is the classic, original, likes-to-fight guy from Buffalo. He's gone after Lef. He's gone after Vic. He's gone after Mark. He's held his own. The one guy he has not taken a swing at, though, is Brad. But you have to know that's coming. He has to. Now, lately I've noticed that Rick, other than that tweet earlier today, has been laying out. I'm not sure if that's intentional. It must be. But he was the first to RSVP this year, so I expect him to take a big swing come June. Then you got Benny and Wisco. Benny and Wisco is another guy that you want to watch out for. Dude transitioned nicely from rat family calls exclusively to smack off worthy calls almost overnight back in 2017. And he has finished top five in each of the last two main events.
Hey, did everyone catch Leffen Laguna's RSVP videos? Man, oh man, there are plenty of cringeworthy items to take away from them, but none more prominent than that plastic scepter and plastic crown you were sporting. A helium balloon in studio a couple years ago, a plastic scepter and crown this year. What are you, the king of Party City?
So, I don't know, man. He's sneaky funny like that, right? I mean, there's something undeniably different about a Benny call. The question is, he's got game, but does his best beat the best? We'll find out on the 21st. Same state. In fact, I was there over the weekend. Wisco. Also, Caleb in Green Bay, who I've called one of the best to never win. It's a compliment. This is a guy who's hit the board in each of the last four smack-offs that he's been in. I expect the same coming in at number five. But, you know, Caleb wants more than that. He doesn't only want to hit the board. He wants to win the whole damn thing. And then if he does, nobody would be more vindicated and more validated than Caleb. Imagine a year where the clones and the JTP had to acknowledge Caleb as the champ. There's some premium fuel, some rocket fuel for the walrus. Can he ride it all the way to a title? We'll see. At least I know he'll be there. The same cannot be said for Mike in Indy, one of the best to ever do it. A former champ. He won it all in 2014. Truth is, I've got no idea what's up with Mike in Indy. Lots of people have theories. I have no idea. If somebody wants to get him this message, I'd appreciate it. Mike, the smack-off is better with you in it. Whatever differences you have, whatever it is that's pissing you off, man, put it aside. The smack-off is better with you in it. The jungle is better with you in it. Last year, Mike retired for about 24 hours before he showed up to the smack-off and finished a very respectable fourth.
I know everybody's saying I'm responsible for the Leffen Laguna rule, banning studio appearances, and that's true. I got that done. But it was to protect Rome against a psychopath like Rick in Buffalo. Rome doesn't exactly have a crew of ass-kickers on the other side of that glass. You got Hawk, who threw out his back putting on his shoes. Alvey would just hit the dude, no soundbite, while Keith Arnold takes a hands-off approach, just like he does every day at work. This guy works like he's got a guaranteed contract. I haven't seen him do a damn thing since he showed up.
I'll say it again, Mike. The smack-off is better with you in it, Mike. The jungle is better with you in it, Mike. Where are you? I think Mike's got the win, but thinks he should have five, and is holding that against us. Come on, Mike. Where are you, Mike? No one wants the dub more than him, and I hope that he's there next month and tries to become only the sixth person ever to win multiple titles. Come on, Mike. Where are you, Mike? Mikey De La Creme. I mean, there's so many more storylines that I want to lay out in the coming weeks. Like Lev's bid for a third. The possibility, and this would be an all-time jungle story, one of the best ever. What if Jeff and Richmond came back to win and he bookended his wins 17 years apart? That would be one of the greatest things ever. And then, of course, what's at stake for the champ? And right now it is Brad versus the field. Who do you have, Brad or the field? There's that much distance between him and everybody else right now. What's at stake for him? He's trying to go back-to-back. He's never done that before. And he's trying to run down the Cablanasian for most championships of all time. But the point is this. You do this for 25 years, you're going to have an event that is dripping in history. And whether you've heard all 24 smack-offs before this one, or you've never heard a single smack-off, it's my damn job to get you caught up and reset and ready for June 21st. I don't just put this thing up and then kick my feet up and listen. I do it because it is the most important event on Sports Talk Radio. There's a bar. There's a responsibility. And if you don't know it now, you will. Trust me on that. I'll make sure of it. So will the legends that come through the day of. Smack-off 25, the Silver Smack-off, storylines, 4 days. More to come on all of that. But for now, we are 44 days away, 44 sleeps away from the Silver anniversary. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Who do you have? Who you got? Speaking of the devil, or one of them, I mentioned. Didn't I start that entire take, that preview with the bros from Canada? Here's one, Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, what's up? How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
Great.
Good. All right, Romy. Well, I'm going to do this once for this little stalker kid in Harrisburg. Listen, Jason, why you got to throw a shade at Hawk like that?
Did you not know that less than 0.5% of people have ever run a marathon? Now take that number and divide it by about 300 billion, and that's how many people have ever been in the smack-off. You, my friend, are in the other 99.99999%. Now, Jason, the other day you had a call about me beating a baggy little league coach or something, and there's something you need to know because, you see, I actually skipped that whole part in the coaching ranks. I went straight from playing junior to head coaching Bantam and Midget AAA teams. And just like everything I do, Jason, I was pretty good at it. Let's just say some of those kids may or may not be on the under-18 national team. Now, the reason I bring that up is because I see a lot of similarities between you and some of those grinder tryout kids we would get. You know the ones. Those kids that had all the spirit in the world, great work ethic, great attitude, but they just lack the speed, skill, stamina, and talent to make any of our team. That's you, Jason. You're the kid I'd keep around past the first cuts as a little pat on the back, and then I'd send your ass down to Tier 3 where you belong. Just like Rome is going to do to you with your little smack-off tryout. And by the way, bro, it was real nice of you to call a nationally syndicated radio and TV show to tell everyone about that wet dream you had the other night. You'll be excited to know that I'm coming in with fresh new pictures this year, you know, because I'm sure your little well of fantasy imagination is running dry on the ones I sent in last year. So just do me a favor and make sure you only screenshot the ones that don't include me when you tuck yourself into bed at night, all right, you little creep? War of the Jungle starting an honorary rat family called the Rit family. It's like a rat family, but for people with cul-de-sac haircuts. I'm out.
Yeah, Tyler. Go ahead, Alvin. Do what you want to do with that one. You got that, you little creep? Jason in Harrisburg? I like that about the Canadian bros. I love that. They're not laying out. They'll show up. They're not hoarding their material. They're not going to wait until the week of RSVP. They come with a big hammer. They're playing the game. They're going to play right through. Tyler in Shredmonton. Let's try Orion. But he's no longer in Waterford. Orion, wherever you are, what's up, man?
What's going on, Jim? So this dude, Cal in Vegas, right, keeps hitting me up, keeps sliding into my DMs. We should do a tandem call, bro. Let's do a tandem call. It'll be a lot of fun. Finally, I agreed. All right, Cal, let's do a tandem call. So, Cal, are you there, Cal?
Oh, yeah, Ryan, I'm here.
All right, little buddy, why don't you tell the people what you got today?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think Blue's Clues so much better than Scooby-Doo. I don't get Scooby-Doo. It's stupid. How can you be the owner of the haunted amusement park and the ghost at the same time? That's really dumb. And I'm, like, really smart. Oh, wait, there's someone at my door. Hold on.
Oi! Oi, here! You've been threatening to rip me beard off! Oi! Where are you going? Get back here! Come here, you're... Come here! Wow, Rome. That's amazing. Looks like Connor finally caught up with Cal. Gee, I don't know if Cal's going to be healthy enough for the smack off after that, because it looks like his mouth finally ran into Connor's fist. Well, that's what happens when you constantly run your mouth at people who are way out of your league, dude. And speaking of people who run their mouth, who is this Wookiee human Sasquatch hybrid running around the woods going, Listen, Dan, dude, Dollar Shave Club, bro. Promo code Rome, homie, for real. And Danny boy, Danny. You have to know, you're only in the smack off as a sacrificial lamb, right? You do realize that you are merely there as a sacrifice to the gods of Greater Smack. You're there to be bled, so Greater Smackers...
That's not a good call. No. He's putting in his time.
I don't like that call.
All right, Orion. Not a very good call. You're no longer in Waterford, I'll say that for you. AJ Hinch coming up next hour. Phone lines are open, as you can tell. Stay